So today I'm seeing this little movie called Wicked, and I'm really excited, so I thought I'd do a little before and after thoughts. Technically the movie comes out tomorrow. Unfortunately, I did have Brie come over. We all remember Brie, right? We love her. I did have her come over, and we had a nice conversation many weeks ago before the movie even was, you know, doing half of their pre-screenings. And I was not able to get around to editing it. But it's going to come out, I think, because I know not everyone is seeing it opening weekend. So maybe it'll be fun, but I feel like we might just get Brie back on and we'll chat about it after the fact. Because also, which you'll hear if it does come out, she had already seen the movie by this point when we were talking about it. Like, literally, she had seen it maybe the day before I had her come over, I think. So she was just pretending that she hadn't seen it. For legal reasons, I'm sure. Because they all got to announce, like, on a certain day what day they saw the movie. Anyway, I'm seeing it. I'm so excited. Listen, all right, so here's my history with Wicked, which I tell people this on the podcast pretty often, but I don't think I've ever actually, I might have. I don't remember. Anyway, when I become famous, this is the story that everyone will hear about, just in general. When people say, how did you get started in acting, in theater? I am one of those girlies. Wicked was my gateway drug. And you know what? I saw Wicked on tour. My first Elphaba was Miss Carmen Cusack. And I believe I really want to say I had Kendra, but I actually think that might be wrong. Actually, you know what? I'm going to Google search that right now. Carmen Cusack. Wicked tour. All right, let's see what it says. Hold on. Oh, Katie Rose Clark. Yep, that makes sense. Okay, so Google search over. My first Elphaba was Carmen Cusack. I remember that very vividly because I watched so many bootlegs of this woman singing Defying Gravity on my little Acer computer as a kid. And Katie Rose Clark was my other Elphaba. Not Elphaba. Glinda. And I loved the show. Somehow, through my church or something, we got front row tickets. And I remember going with my friend. And I vividly remember somewhere in my possession, I have a burned CD of the original Broadway cast recording. I never ever owned the actual CD of Wicked. But the person who took us, who bought the tickets for the church, he bought like a big group, you know, ticket thing, and then we all paid him money to get one of the tickets. He burned a CD for us to listen to, and I remember my mother putting it in the car, like playing it in the car, and the first sounds of that track started playing, and I just remember being absolutely terrified. I think it was just because the volume of the car speakers were up way too high when she plugged it in or something. I don't even know. And I remember being like, turn it off, turn it off, turn it off. So by the time we finally got to go see the show, I still hadn't even heard the music or anything. But we got to sit front row, and the opening number started playing, and you know, all of the Aussians come out and they're singing. And that's one of the few times that they get to break the fourth wall. They get to actually sing to the people in the seats out in the audience. That one and March of the Witch Hunters is another section. And I remember, I don't know who it was. I really don't know who it was. But whoever was the baton person in the red at that time of the show, whoever had that track, one of the four dancer tracks, she, this is a really long-winded way of me explaining this. She looked out, saw that me and my friend at the time were geeking out. I mean, we were having the time of our lives. I mean, you know, when you're in the front row at Ovens Auditorium, you can see the dragon and everything. And we could just barely see the dragon because, you know, you're literally right under him. And but we saw the smoke and we saw the red eyes and everything. And then the show started. And I remember somewhere in that first song, towards the beginning, that actor saw us and winked and kind of waved at us. And we just lost our minds. It was crazy. Because all of a sudden, we were now so immersed in the show. I mean, we're already sitting front row. So we're getting up close and personal with these people, right? And now one of them has acknowledged us, like, very specifically. Oh, my gosh. It was fantastic. It was one of my favorite things. I remember also, I think, one of our pianists that we knew was in the pit. Because, you know, when they tour, sometimes they bring in fellow musicians that are in the union in that town to play for the 2-3 weeks that the tour is at whatever stop it's at. Anyway, I remember getting in the car and telling my family and being like, that's what I want to do. I want to do that, whatever that is. And when you're 7, the magic of, unless you grew up really with actors, you don't really, I don't think you necessarily put together that, like, that's a job. I think I just thought this was something that people did for funsies, which I guess people do for funsies, but I didn't know you'd get paid for it or go to school for it, right? Ever since then, we basically saw Wicked like once a year whenever it came through Charlotte, North Carolina at the Ovens Auditorium. Saw many an Elphaba, many a Glinda. And then when I was here for my internship at Telsey, I went to go see that show anytime we got tickets. Anytime we got free tickets, comp tickets to the show, I said, yes, they're mine. I'm taking them. And I even bought my own tickets to go see the show. I think I saw, in the 4 months that I was there, I think I literally saw that show 6 times. And it's just because I had friends who were going on. Like, at this point, I had friends that were working on Broadway because of connections or whatever I was doing, my interviews, this podcast, which wasn't a podcast at the time. It was a video interview and stuff. And I don't know. I just remember buying the tickets and getting to see my friends and going backstage at the Gershwin, which was just wild to me. It was one of my favorite things to do because, again, even at that time, I knew that acting, I mean, at that time, I was in school for my BFA in musical theater, and I knew what backstage was, and I'd seen the pictures, and I'd seen, you know, the back of the wizard head and just all of that stuff. But you go backstage and everything's floating above you because of, you know, when you get to see the tracks and you stand on the rigged stage and you're like, how in the world are people doing this 8 shows a week? I mean, that's insane. It's a good thing they took all that tumbling and stuff out. I don't think I'd have been able to do that. And I also remember standing on that stage and being like, that poor Nessa who has to wheel herself off on a rigged stage. That's crazy. Absolutely insane. Anyway, that's my story for Wicked. That's why I'm in the theater, because that one actor, whoever you are, and if anyone knows who that was, in 2007, Charlotte, North Carolina, Ovens Auditorium, the person who is the ribbon twirler in that opening number, I can give all of my acting credits to you, because you brought me and my friend into this world that we had never known before, other than The Wizard of Oz, which was also a favorite movie of ours. And all of a sudden I was like, wow, I want to do that. I want to make people feel, you know, use this form of escapism and be transported into this magical space where you get to see fun characters and sing and dance, and it's sparkly and glitzy and glam, and you make people feel and laugh and cry and all of that. That's why I do this, because it's just so fun. Specifically, and I'm not a children's theater person. I really don't want to do children's theater. I don't love children's theater. But theater like Wicked, where you can take your, your kid. I was like, yeah, I want to be the person who someone sees on stage or someone sees in the sphere, theater world, and they go, ah, oh, that, I want to do that. That looks really fun. So with that all being said, clearly Wicked, I mean, this movie is it's got a lot riding on it. And from what I've been told, I should absolutely fall in love with it. I've been a fan of Ariana Grande since Put Your Hearts Up was released. And I remember sitting and trying to find her on Omegle. And did anyone else do that as a kid? You definitely weren't supposed to be up, but you were waiting till 3 a.m. when it was midnight in L.A. And I remember doing that. Cynthia, I did not know until Color Purple. And I remember seeing that video of her singing I Am Here. And I was like, that is a true actor. It's just, you know, just beautiful, gorgeous. She's wonderful. And I'm so excited to hear her sing this music. So excited for a person of color to be playing this person of color. That's really exciting. And I don't know, the two of them are also really connected with Idina and Kristen. And I don't know, I've been following this for so long. So it got to a point, you know, where you sit and you hear that this movie's happening in 2012. And then, we've been waiting for this movie for over a decade, which is crazy to say. And I remember telling people every time something came out about the new Wicked movie, it was like, I just was like, I won't believe it's happening until I'm sitting in the theater and I'm hearing that music. So tonight is the night, and I'm so excited. Also, I'm in love with Jonathan Bailey. I'm in Jeff Goldblum, I love. I'm just so excited to see this cast. Really interested in seeing this goat. CGI goat. Peter Dinklage is a goat. And whatever that fun little flying squirrel thing is that we see playing the drums, I don't know who you are, what you are, but I'm so excited to see you because you cutie patootie. It's been so interesting seeing all of the merch and the advertising for this movie. I mean, I think they went completely overboard. I didn't realize that everyone and their mother would be doing some sort of collab with them. But I'm excited to see it. And I will be back later tonight to record my true thoughts. We've been waiting for so long, and I've been waiting so long to hear Ariana and Cynthia and all of these people saying this. Oh my god, Michelle Yeoh! I forgot Michelle! I'm so excited to see Michelle. Anyway, I truly have to leave super soon because I'm going to be late if I don't. But that, there's my pre-recording. That's 15 minutes of a pre-recording of what I'm excited about with the Wicked movie, which really was just the backstory of Wicked for me. I'm excited to see these sets. I've seen photos and behind the scenes. I'm so excited to hear this wonderful cast sing this music and to fall in love with Jonathan Bailey even more than I should. And some great representation for Nessa and Elphaba. I'm really, really excited. So I'll be back, and we'll see what happens. Okay, hello, I'm back. I just got back from seeing the Wicked movie. You guys. First off, I want to thank Cinemark for having one of the awesomest superfan tickets. I didn't go to like any of the other pre-show, superfan, whatever. Because, I mean, I really enjoy the balloon bucket things for your popcorn. But Cinemark had a super fan ticket, and one of the options, or like one of the things that you get, is a big cup, which looks very, very similar to a cup, to another metal 40-ounce cup that exists out there. It says Wicked on it. It's black. It is a metal cup, which I think is crazy. So I got that. It says it's great. It's a black. I'm trying to look at it and explain it. It says Wicked. That's all it says on it. We got a popcorn tin, which I honestly might use to put my little itty-bitty Christmas tree in and use it as like a base or something once I eat all the popcorn out of it. And it's got a picture of Cynthia and Ariana looking at each other. So beautiful, so gorgeous. And then for an extra purchase, if you wanted to, you could buy wands. And it's these wooden carved wands. One of them says Wicked on them, and it's a dark green color. And another one says Popular, and it's pink. And they come with little bags. Oh my gosh, they're so cute. They have little crystals, and they have a big crystal on the bottoms of them. And apparently, those are Swarovski crystals, which I think is crazy. And then you also get a poster, and it's a poster of the Cynthia ad poster part of it, and the Ariana one. Anyway, that's all I have for merch, you guys. First off, if you don't want spoilers, now would be a great time to not listen to this podcast. I will wait, so you can turn this off, come back later after you've seen the movie, unless you're okay with spoilers. Are we good? Is everyone gone? Okay. Oh my gosh. The cameos. I just want to start with the cameos because it was so, I mean, I was not expecting a full Wizzomania with Kristen and Adina. And the fact that they had Adina do the battle cry is just, it's really hilarious to me. I don't know. It was just fun. Like, I don't think you're supposed to take that as like something really, you know, profound or something about it. It's just fun. And they look like they were having so much fun. And I absolutely loved the two of them trying to take the stage. We get to see Winnie Holtzman in that scene. Stephen Schwartz saying, "The wizard will see you now." It just was magical. And no one in my theater really noticed these people. And I remember, hearing and seeing Stephen Schwartz say that. And I literally looked around and no one seemed fazed at all. Because everyone had gotten past Adina and Kristen being there. I think we kind of all knew that Adina and Kristen were going to be there. There were a few leaked photos. So if you saw that, then you saw that. But oh my gosh, it was so fun. And then Cynthia and Ariana, I doubt you're ever going to hear this, but thank you. You took such good care of these characters. And Ariana, I mean, I know you said that when you were offered the role, you know, on that Zoom, and everyone has seen it so many times over and over again, and you just embodied this character. I mean, it's fantastic, you guys. It's so good. Ariana does so well with Miss Glinda Upland and Cynthia with Miss Elphaba Throp. I just absolutely adored. Fell in love with Jonathan Bailey even more than I already am, which I didn't know that was even possible. I love the horse. I really do like that the horse talks. And also, you know, if you don't know the fun facts about it all, like, I was looking at those, you know, the interesting things, like, knowing that that horse was also the same horse that Jonathan rode in Bridgerton, during the Bridgerton, you know, seasons, in his second season. And it was so interesting to see the prosthetics on Cynthia's ears. They did use those because of her piercings. I don't know all of the lore. I don't know everything about the special stuff or anything, but those were two things that I really was I thought was fun and noticed. And then Adina and Kristen showing up was just like, I saw that one photo and I think I thought that they would just kind of show up and like be seen. I did not think we would get a whole entire cute little musical number. Oh my gosh, the sets. These sets are phenomenal. The Ozzfest Ballroom. Oh my gosh. Nowhere in my mind did I think it would be underwater. That was so cool. That was so cool. The choreography is phenomenal. I was wishing before they started the dance, I was wishing that it would be the Elphaba dance that we know from the musical, but I do really, really like the choreography of this movie. The choreography is insane. It's beautiful. I really, really liked it. And the new orchestrations are gorgeous. Oh my goodness. I'm so excited to hear this album, which drops at midnight on the 22nd. So very, very soon. Don't listen to the album if you're listening to the rest of this podcast, you've decided you're okay with spoilers. I was about to say, don't listen to the album if you don't want spoilers. I'm trying to think of what else. Elphaba falling and looking at her reflection and seeing baby Elphaba. Oh my gosh, that got me. That pulled a heartstring. That was just, and going to shake her hand and then it was so good. I find Jeff Goldblum as the wizard just such interesting casting. He's great. He's exactly how I thought it would be as the wizard. That also, the mask and everything, that whole room that they created for the wizard's, whatever that was, whatever you want to call that, is gorgeous. I mean, that's really what I think of, like, kind of what I see when I'm even at the, you know, at the show and everything. You don't get the grandiosity of it. I don't think that's a word. You know what I mean. Also, the use of the poppies. Oh my goodness, the use of the poppies. I love that little hint to The Wizard of Oz and how they, you know, make Dorothy and them fall asleep. That's so good. I mean, the thought about the details of going into, and I have to say, I haven't read the book, so I don't know what is lore from the book and what is a John Chu / Winnie thing. John did such, the direction and the cinematography of this is fantastic. I will say, I was sitting in row C, so I was sitting third row at the movie that I saw, and I think I wish I was sitting much further back in the theater. It's, with the big screen, there's a lot of movement, and it's hard to catch everything. I was actually surprised I caught some of the things that I did, to be so completely honest. I'm trying to think of, I need to go and see it again, really, truly, to capture everything, probably multiple times. I don't know if I have the money to go see it multiple times, but I'm very excited about my little prizes, my wands specifically, and I really, really, really want Glinda's wand. It's so cool. It looks like it should be glass, but it doesn't break, because she throws it around a lot. It's also very interesting. The other thing that I noticed throughout the show is if you've seen the musical enough, you'll know that a lot of the book of this movie is taken directly from the book of the musical. I mean, I was sitting in my head, you know, quoting along with the lines, and I think I expected just some differentiation, like some a little. I was expecting more differentiation to that book. But the book itself is already so good, so they didn't really need to do much with it. So that was really, I don't know. I really liked it. I hope you all like it. Bree's podcast will come out at some point, I promise. And we chat all about the movie. So if you haven't seen the movie, it'll be a great podcast to listen to. But I will get her back on. We'll chat about the movie. I would like to get a bunch of folks on, and we'll deep dive into the movie. But I need to see it multiple times before I do that. And I am hoping that this movie comes out so I can buy it in some way. I mean, I don't even have a DVD player or anything, so DVD doesn't quite work, but I don't know. I would love that. Would be great to own this, I think. And now we have to wait for part two. I was expecting there to be a little bit more past Defying Gravity. I was. I think that was because I just read something on social media that was a rumor and was not necessarily true. But, oh my gosh. The movie, they did so well with it. They, as a big Wicked fan, I think they did the musical justice. They did the book justice. I haven't read the book, but I would hope that the musical did the book justice, you know. At some point, I'll try and read the book, but I don't know when that'll happen. And now, the music is gonna be stuck in my head. I'm very excited to listen to the album. Also, I hope that everyone laughs at Bowen Yang and his little one-liners. His, I need to go rouge my knees. I thought that was hilarious. It's the one thing that one specific line that I remember that I just loved. It was so good. It was so good. No one laughed at it in the theater that I was in. And I was grateful that no one in my theater sang at all. Not until the very, very, very end after during the credits, basically, is when people started singing their own whatevers. It was quite silent, actually, in my theater. There wasn't a lot of... People reacted to seeing Idina and Kristen, but not in a way that I thought they would. I thought there would be more of a reaction, and especially to Winnie and Steven. But I guess if you're not really, really into all of that, you wouldn't necessarily know what they look like. So, you know, it is, I do recognize that it is a movie, and it is, you know, a lot of people are just going to see Jonathan Bailey or Ariana Grande or whatever. But it's great. It's fantastic. And I hope everyone sees it. And that's my little take on my before and after of Wicked. I hope you enjoyed. And I hope you enjoy the movie. And find me on the Instagrams at claire.mcconnell or on Threads also at claire.mcconnell. Or you can find the Broadway vlogs at the Broadway vlogs. And, let's chat. Let's chat about the movie. I would love to chat with people. Or the musical. I know more about the musical than I do the movie. And yeah. Keep looking out for more podcasts. They're going to come, I promise. They're going to happen. As usual, I say, I am terrible at editing weekly. So that is why we don't call this a weekly podcast. But when they come, they come. And I hope you enjoy when they're posted. That's all I got. All right. Bye.